23 for the meditation on the death of Jesus. There'll be slides, and then we'll sing together a single hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And then we'll go to our ladies, we'll go to the fellowship hall, and men will go to the classroom on the left down the hall, and couples to the library, and Seventh Adventists practice foot washing, which Jesus did for the disciples. We practice that as a continuing following of Jesus' example. And then we'll come back here and we will celebrate the emblems representing Christ's death for us, the bread and the wine, and we do that together. We practice as Seventh Adventists open communion, which means all believers are welcome to join us in this service today. So we're going to begin with a simple reading from Luke 23. You're welcome to follow along. Luke 23, we will begin, I will read beginning in verse 32 and read through verse 47. And there will be just some slides, artist's depiction of Jesus' suffering. Let's pause for prayer. Fathers, we ponder these few words of Scripture. I pray that our hearts would be warmed, strangely warmed, by the story of Jesus' death for us. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible reads, there were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth, until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member, a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision. Indeed, he was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of the rock, where no one had ever lain. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. and the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Let's sing together number 156, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. And immediately following the hymn, we will break for the foot washing, and ladies again will go to the right, gentlemen to the left down the hall, and couples to the library. Number 156, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O Sacred Head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine! Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine. What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, vouchsafe to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, let me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never outlive my love to thee. With that hymn, we will dismiss, ladies, to the fellowship hall, gentlemen, to the hall to your left, and couples in the library. And immediately following the foot washing service, we'll come back. There will be ropes between pews, and so if you would sit in a pew that is not roped off, it makes it easier for our deacons. So you're dismissed, and we will come together after foot washing. For the second part of Jesus. What a gift this is to us, to be reminded every so often of Jesus' broken body and his shed blood. And so it's a privilege to share in this with you. Kevin's going to read to us from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11, and he'll be reading on the bread, beginning in verse 23 of chapter 11.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father, this morning as we are about ready to partake of this emblem, this bread, as an emblem, a symbol of your broken body, we want to remember and think and look back to the time 2,000 years ago when you took our place there on Calvary's cross and died the second death in our place. We cannot thank you enough for being willing to humble yourself to come to this dark world and to take our place. But we also look forward soon to the opportunity that we each have to be able to partake of this new with you in the kingdom, new in heaven. And so we both look back and we look forward. So we just pray your blessing on this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the opportunity that we like to give during our communion service to share a personal testimony of God's work in your life. We will not be doing this for when the wine is distributed, so I want to let you know that. So if you want to share something, now is your opportunity. What has God done in your life would you like to share? Yes, Minnie. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Sabira, yes. Oh, someone down here. I miss a hand. Here, Lynn. Amen. Amen. We received much and abundance of that. I wanted to say that Daphne, one of the young ladies we've asked to be a Bible worker, has accepted. So we look forward to her arriving here in late August or September. And then the other, Daphne, you can pray for. She is still considering. So just pray for their work here and that God will lead Daphne where he wants her to be. Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Take and eat." James will continue in 1 Corinthians 11 from 25.
After the same manner, also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son's death, for it is through him that we have redemption. And we pray that we would live life accordingly, and that we would be transformed and renewed, and that we would be one day considered worthy to spend eternity with you because of his death. May we not partake in vain, but may we realize how much you truly love us. And as a result of that, may we show others your love that you have given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
After we partake of the wine, we will rejoice in place of our closing hymn, "Rejoice in the Resurrection of Jesus," hymn 166, "Christ the Lord is risen today." Jesus told his disciples, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Drink all of it." As you exit today, there will be the opportunity to give an offering. That offering will be used to support poor, those who are in crisis, financial crisis. And so please consider giving generously as you leave. Our closing hymn, Rejoicing in the Resurrection of Jesus, is 166. Christ the Lord is risen today. We will stand together as we sing.